All right, it's time. All right, everybody. Hello. Good morning. Welcome to our final day of Foster G North America 2023. Really appreciate all the participation yesterday. Many, many wonderful sessions. Great gala last night. We have to thank our organizers. Thank you so much to the committee for a wonderful event so far. And we're looking forward to a really jam-packed day of great activity again today. Again, my name is Eddie Pickle. I'm with Crunchy Data. And I'm a little bit hoarse because the gala had a concrete floor last night and I was yelling the entire time. And we're here to start our morning kickoff keynote addresses for our final day of Foster G North America 2023. And we are so fortunate to have Vicky Vergara, who's come all the way here from Mexico City, which is, you know, hopefully one of these days the site of another Foster G North America. And we appreciate her being up here. I do want to thank Vicky also for being one of the on the organizing committee this year of the event, because it's been such a wonderful contribution in the great event. Vicky is an economist, a computer scientist, and many of you know her from her work on PG routing and the related other modules. She is a leader in that since 2013. She's especially going to speak to us today from her role as being a board of directors member of the OSGO Foundation. So I'm going to let Vicky take it over from here, and thank you so much for addressing us this morning, Vicky.
Hello, good morning. So I am Vicky, and I'm going to be talking about a network of projects and users elevating OSGO. And we will start with this slide that says Foster G NA Baltimore. Foster G means free open source for geospatial. And it's in North America. These is the names that we use for our conferences. Okay? So what is our conference? What is the hour? Okay. So we are going to be looking at some items of OSGO. Like the developers. We're not going to talk of everything. We have in OSGO many places where we can participate on. And let's enter OSGO. OSGO stands for Open Source for Geospatial Foundation. This is the foundation that is the for global adoption of open geospatial technology by being inclusive software foundation devoted to an open philosophy and participatory community-driven development. That is what the OSGO Foundation goal is. You can find it in the OSGO website. So, we care about many things in OSGO. And as a start, OSGO is made out of members, and members are people. The members are not projects, the members are not companies, the members are not university, the members are people, like you, like me. So I'm going to ask the audience to raise the hand if you are already a member of OSGO. Okay, so we will see how this raising hand comes out at the end or in around the middle of this talk. So we are nonprofit, and our volunteers, because it's a community-driven, we're not profit, we have volunteers, do not have to pay any fee, okay? So let's see where we can participate. The main place where we can participate, I say main because I'm also a developer, it's on projects. Okay? But not only developers can participate on projects. This is a developer participating on a project. But you can be a tutor in Google Summer of Code with OSGEO program during the summer. Or you can participate improving the project's documentation. Or you can participate doing translations, answering and asking questions is a participation. Wait a second, there I go. So, just simply being a user, you are participating. So now let's ask the question again. Who's participating on OSGEO? Raise your hand. Okay, more hands are up. And very detailed participation is being part of a project steering committee. The project steering committee guides the project to its future. And of course, we're looking out at what the user needs, so we need that communication from you as users for us to improve our software and guide it where it's needed. The Phos4G conferences, where all Phos4G has this ribbon as part of the logo, allows you to participate as attendees, or as speakers, as workshop tutors, and it's always organized by the local organizing committee. So we have here, this is Eddie. this is any of us that was giving a talk or is going to give a talk today. So we're speakers. And this is the attendees and people asking questions. So these are members of OSGEO, okay? Maybe not official members, but we consider you as members. You are the ones that keep us going. So you are very important for us. Yay, now let's see who is a member of OSGEO. Raise your hand. Yeah, most of you. So, where can you help, where you can sign, where you can cooperate and give some of your volunteer time in OSGEO? We have many places. For example, there is committees, and in this case, I'm taking as an example the incubation committee, which is the one that takes a project that it's a OSGEO community project into the next level, which is the OSGEO projects. So if you go to our website, you will see that there are two sets or three. One is OSGEO projects and one is OSGEO community projects. The community projects are starting maybe. They are gathering more members to cooperate. They are missing some steps to become an OSGEO project. So the incubation committee makes sure that the projects that are in OSGEO community projects can become an OSGEO project. We also have, for example, the System Administration Committee. OSGEO has a mailing list, has a web page, have a download site. We have many resources that need to be helped, and it's done by the System Administration Committee. Of course, like any other organization, we have a code of conduct committee. We would like if you can participate as a volunteer in any of these or more of our committees, your help is very welcome. Currently, even though this is not a committee, in OSU there are elections, and currently the elections are being taken place. These elections are for choosing who is going to become an OSU charter member. And that is where the set of members becomes smaller. These members normally are volunteers that have been doing work for several months or years and are going to be assigned the new task of voting. So these charter members can vote for members of the board of directors. So the board of directors gathers all these tasks that the foundation needs to accomplish. But it's held by all these committees, and all of the board of directors are charter members. So if you want to become a charter member, you are doing it because you are already a volunteer. So it is a piece of cake. Pan comido in Spanish, which means eaten bread, but it's the equivalent of piece of cake. It is a piece of cake to start doing more than attending a Phosphor-G to become an OSU member. You can be a volunteer, and the easiest way to do it is start registering to any of our mailing lists. We have mailing lists for several projects, for the committees, for the code of conduct, for the incubation, for the local chapters. So you can choose the mailing list that you like. In here, you can see that the one that it's more prominent is Discuss, where people can start a discussion on any topic that applies to OSU. From there are more specific mailing lists like the one for Mexico. Be attentive of what is going on. By being on the mailing list, you know when a new release of PostGIS is going to be done, when the OSU board is going to have a meeting. You will know things of what is happening in OSU or in the OSU projects. And you can start helping on the wiki. For example, if you already have an application and you want to have a wiki page about your application, you can do that on the wiki. And that increases like the knowledge base of how our software is being used by the members. You can start doing translation if you know another language. And you can have a profile page on the OSU webpage. You can also say, hey, I can start helping on a committee. Or I can help on a local chapter to organize a Phosphor-G. For that, you will need to have an OSU ID. That ID will allow you to log in into the wiki, to the web page, to many other resources and for the translation, for example. So you have a little bit more access for this help that we need as volunteers. And the other way that you can help OSU if you don't have volunteer time is with donations. And of course, the donations of larger companies, which are our sponsors. We're non-profit, but we have expenses, like the local organization committee. There is an expense organizing this event for the location, for the food that we're eating. So we need donations and sponsors, and we thank all the donations and sponsors that you give to projects. You can donate to your favorite project. You can donate to your favorite local chapter. You can donate for the organization of FOSFOR-G. You can donate directly to OSU. We appreciate all those donations, and these are Q-Field Cloud is one of our diamond sponsors of OSGEO. Warbots is another of our diamond sponsors of OSGEO, and you can speak with Warbots people outside. Please go to their stand. We also have diamond, I forgot the classification. Wait a second. Platinum sponsor, Camp to Camp. And GeoCat, it's also an OSGEO Platinum sponsor. So if you're a company, you can donate to a project, to OSGEO, to a FOSFOR-G, and the addition of all those donations can make up push you to a higher level of classification of sponsorship. And we thank all of them. Finally, please keep on working, like using our software, keep on spreading the word about our software, or simply keep on hanging out with all of our members. And I'm glad to see that you are now an OSGEO member. Thank you.